Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Life is full of awesome what ifs and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Happiness Is, with me, your host, Bruce Aitchison from Happiness Is Egg-Shaped, and I am joined by three absolute superstars. Now probably three heroes. Two of them were heroes, but I reckon the third musketeer has joined that list of my heroes. I'm excited about this because, as you can see, it's in the name of Dodge and his mate, Wee Tam. So I'm really looking forward to this. It's another crazy challenge dreamed up by some more daft people that just keep pushing and pushing and pushing the boundaries to come up with new and crazy ideas to raise money and raise awareness for causes that are important to them. So the man at the top who comes up with all this and keeps people going, and when his name appears in the display of your phone, you just know there's something going on. The one and the only, Mr. Connected, Stuart Tom. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bruce. You?
Yeah, very well. Good to see you. You looking well?
Thank you very much. Yes, can't complain.
Can't complain, but you do. And you've got some training happening because you've dreamed up some other daft thing. What? How many miles have you done now for Doddy's Foundation and other charities?
I think it's about 4,500, I think, in total we've done. Whether it's on the bike or running, yeah, or rowing. Yeah, we've done a few.
And the next one is?
The next one's, we're going to run from Gloucester Rugby Club to Northampton. Funnily enough, in about 3 weeks' time, the idea came up when we did try to the final, and I had some of the Saints boys involved, and then we looked at the fixture list of Gloucester, Northampton this year, and the second last game of the season, Gloucester ironically go over to Northampton to play the second last game of the Premiership, so we thought it would be a good idea to run from Gloucester to Northampton in 24 hours.
There you go, in 24 hours.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
How many miles?
Well, it was, as the crow flies, at 75. But when I got Alan Bateman involved, we decided just to make it, because we're doing it for three charities. We're doing it for Ed Slater through Gloucester, Doddy, and then Fortitude for Tom Smith. So that's the connection with the two clubs. So if you blame Alan Bateman or Batman, it's three marathons back to back. So we get 78.6 miles in 24 hours. That's the plan.
And continuous. There's no...
There's no sleeping. We're all doing it. So there's eight of us doing it. We've signed up a couple of other guys, ex-Saints guys. And then this year, we've got some decent physio support. We've got Phil Pask and his daughter, Charlotte. So we've got the physio team to help us out as well. So, yeah, that's the plan. Eight of us running the whole thing, 24 hours, 78.6 miles. And it's not just, you do have a break, obviously. You run, I think, 6 miles, have a 10-minute break, carry on. That's the plan.
It's going to be interesting getting the motor started again for those gaps.
Yeah, well, when we did the try to the final, We did 40 miles on day one and then 35 on day two, but we had a break. And it's the hardest part, as anyone will tell you, it's the starting again. Once you've had that break, and it's just like an oil tanker, you start slow, get in rhythm, and just keep going. So we've got, where are we? Stu Reed coming back to do it. JP, John Phillips, Budge, Batman, Alan Bateman, Luke, myself, and then Brett Sturgis is joining us as well. So, and Snowy, Mark Sodden. So there's eight of us doing it. And then we've got a support crew. We've got big Carol Hogg, who's involved with Gloucester. We've got a couple of guys on the bike. And then we've now managed to get Grant Seeley and Tom Wood from the Saints and a couple other guys, and they're going to cycle their own distance and come back to the stop point. So they're going to do about, I think it's 150 miles. So it's a bit of a crew,
And it'll be class. It'll be a lot of fun, I would think.
When you speak to Budge, Budge has always got these things, make it fun. And I say that's probably Doddy's mentality. Any of these events make it a bit of a fun. So it is like, ironically, it's like a being on tour with your best mates. The only difference is it's 78.6 miles and it'll go hard, but, you know, it's all for these guys who probably can't do anything, you know, with MND and the fortitude as well.
Incredible. Well, you've mentioned them a couple of times. Let's bring them in and see what they're saying. Mr. Budge Poutney, hello, sir, and Mr. Alan Bateman, good to see you both. How are you?
Good evening. Very well, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, love it. So, Batman, let's start with you. So we mentioned the three charities there. Doddy Weir, the time I think of with the two of you, you must have played against each other a few times, but it was a pretty special tour you were both part of.
Yeah, well, I had played with Doddy for the Barbarians the year before that against Australia. And, you know, he was a full of life character, great guy, very entertaining. And he was exactly the same on the Lion Strip, you know, but he was like continuously for like a couple of weeks. So he was just so full of fun. And, you know, you've seen the videos of him being spotted by someone in South Africa, but it was like a mistaken identity, you know, the famous quote he made. But yeah, he was just a character full of life, and you know, and as big as he was, his character was much bigger.
And there's absolutely no way he'd be doing this distance.
Oh, good God, no. And I was fortunate enough, maybe a couple of months before he passed away, I did a dinner up in Melrose, and I went back to Edinburgh via his place. So I met up with him, and he was still smiling and laughing, you know, just up until the end, which was fantastic guy, you know.
Yeah, incredible. Budge, good to see you, and you're the man that's keeping it fun. And Tammy Troop is a good buddy of yours, Tom Smith, somebody you know well.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I don't know where Stu's got the fact that I keep it fun, because I'm probably the most miserable man on tour.
Oh, yeah.
That man probably testified to that.
Totally.
It's merely the fact that we have to put up with Batman, who doesn't train for anything, can literally do what he likes, turns up, runs. Well, yeah, we've got whatever, how many miles we've got to do, he'll just float it. It's ridiculous. Just depresses me. I get angry and miserable. I think I'm there just for everybody to have a good laugh at, and just look at that miserable old man trying to shuffle. Tom was a very special character. He was very straight with you. He didn't mix his words too much. He'd let you know what he thought immediately, rather than going around the bushes, if you know what I mean. And he was tremendous, tremendous character, and a man who epitomizes probably just the most resilient person you're most likely to meet. He obviously suffered with epilepsy and had to cope with that through all his playing and training days and stuff like that. And he took that on as a challenge, and like he did with all games. If you put him in, he's one of these players, he's a bit like Batman, really. He's one of these players, if you put him into a modern game, he would fly at it. Like he's the modern sort of prop who can do everything. He can play the ball, he can kick it, he can chip it, he can do whatever he likes. And he was just an immense player to be alongside and an immense friend to have. You know, you could phone up Tom and he would you'd ask him a question, you'd have to turn the volume up quite a lot to hear him. Like it would be mumbling away at something, yeah. And then you turn the volume up and you could hear him and you daren't ask him to repeat it, otherwise he'd get angry and probably knock your head off. But you'd get a straight answer.
Like, yeah, he didn't like the waste words, did he?
No, he didn't like the waste words. He was very straight to it. But look, he obviously, you know, developed colon cancer and he attacked that in the same way that he did with rugby and life. You know, he was when he first got detected, it was cancer count was something ridiculous, and they reckon he was pretty much dead, and had no hope. And they gave him the strongest amount of chemotherapy that they could possibly give him, and he got it down to really close to being put away or put aside for a period of time, and we were looking forward to him, you know, gaining a bit of weight and gaining a bit of control over his life a little bit, and then sadly, you know, it came back with a vengeance, and the poor old boy probably lost his only battle that he'd ever lost. And it was very, you know, it was a very sad time for us all that knew him, you know, like it was when you know, Doddy passed. So, and I always kind of always say to everybody when we do these challenges, it's Tom and Doddy didn't have a chance to train for what they came in, you know, in contact with. They didn't have a chance to prepare. And I can remember going to see Tom after his first bout of chemotherapy, and I've never seen an iller man as Tom on that day, yet, you know, 2 hours later, he'd come downstairs and have a pretty normal conversation. And so that's kind of my mantra, is that it's got to hurt, otherwise it ain't worth doing, really. So no training's allowed. The advice that I always got from Tom and me and Stu did our 5 and 5. I can remember talking to him and he goes, yeah, all you have to do is do some sprint training. Like, this is crazy, dude. So, yeah, I haven't done any sprint training, to be fair. But, you know, it's got to be a challenge. It's got to mean something, and it's got to hurt a lot. And I think this one will test us in different ways to what we got tested on the try to the final. We're going to be having to shuffle our way through 24 hours back to that. Like last time, at least we could get away from the chat for, you know, a modicum of time where we were sleeping. Safe to say, Batman.
Well, Stu couldn't sleep.
Obviously, Batman, yeah.
Stu couldn't sleep because I was snoring. Yeah, but I couldn't after the last one. I 6 weeks before I stopped having pain walking up and down the stairs. So it is. It does put your body through the mangle. Fair play.
But Tom, very highly thought of it since.
Yeah, listen, Tom was a special character anywhere he went. Like Doddy, you know, and I imagine like Ed as well. Just a very special man. He was well liked by the Northampton folk. Loved by the Northampton folk. He kind of embodied the sort of saint spirit in terms of, you know, he was always up against it due to his size, but he always came out on top. And he had plenty of skill, which the Northampton folk were always very positive about, you know, the type of rugby that we always played there. So he was well loved. His family are well loved by everybody in Northampton. And you know, I know they try and get Zoe and Angus and Amelie and Ted back as many times as they can. Just to stay connected, and you know, that's probably the spirit of Tom and the effect that he had on the club.
Batman, we've seen Union and League come together with MND, with Rob Burrows and Doddy. You've obviously been involved in both. That must be quite a cool thing for you to see the two come together.
Well, it's great to see what Sinfield has done along with Rob Burrows. You know, it just shows you. Not rugby is the same, rugby union, rugby league, as part of a team, You know, you are like brothers, really. You know, when you meet up as part of a squad, and if someone's in trouble, you know, you always have someone there to back you up, and that's exactly what rugby is all about. And it's great to see it, you know, in league and union, which is and people think it's a different mindset, rugby league to union. It isn't. It's basically a game of guys who just has got each other's back, basically. You know, that's the premise of rugby, really. You know, you work as a team. You got the match winners, but they can't do anything with those big oompa loompas up front, you know.
There you go, bud. You're an oompa loompa.
Oompa loompa. Not alive.
We've got Doddy and Tom, but Ed Slater, you know, makes up the sort of the third cause that you're going out there for and starting at Gloucester. That's going to be pretty special.
It is. It's that trilogy, you know, and these two, you know, Alan and Budge. It's amazing. Just, you know, it's been a few years since Doddy was diagnosed, and a couple of years now since he passed away. And you think after a while that whole enthusiasm for people to get behind it would sort of waver, but it's amazing. It really is. Now the Northampton boys through Budge have been absolutely unbelievable. Now you know, Bruce, coming from the Borders, everything revolves around the rugby clubs, and I've never been to Northampton Saints ground, but I'm so looking forward to when we get there. But speaking to these guys like Alan and Budge, they're on a pedestal in the Saints. They really are. And then you've got people like JP and Snowy, where there's no way we should be doing what we're trying to do. You know, 78.6 miles in 24 hours. There's no way, but you just ask them. And yes, let's do it because of who they're doing it for. And that whole, I think Budge and Batman will probably testify to this, the connection that everybody has in the Saints. You know, you've got guys dating right back to well before these guys were playing. You know, Colin Deans is there and he's helping out. You know, JP, Tom Woods, you know. It's amazing how that family is still coming together. And then the sort of trilogy finishing is Ed Slater. Now, again, Ed, if he can, if he's feeling well, we'll be there to see us off at King's Home.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Again, some of the Gloucester boys will be there as well. So it's bringing everybody together, and that, you know, as Batman said, it's that connection. It still amazes me how the everybody is still behind what we're trying to do. And, you know, it's not just us, it's everybody else. Like if it's bringing by sale, or if it's a, you know, someone doing a marathon, we can all keep going, because these guys are no longer here, but the legacy has to go on.
But it's just an excuse for you to get all your mates back together, isn't it?
There's a wee bit. Hey, and it's...
And free kit.
All players love free stash.
Stash.
It's the most exciting part of it. When it's, right, Stu, come on, get the stash. Let's get the stash. And you know what I mean? We don't get that much stash anymore, do we, Batman?
So no.
We're still wearing the...
Take any chance now.
But the... Stu, did you mention Sarge driving the van?
No.
Oh, you've got to mention. So Matty Stewart is our ultimate van driver, and team man. So he's a
great motivator.
He's a great motivator.
Yeah.
Always got a smile on his face. I don't know whether he's going to stay awake for 24 hours. I'm slightly worried about that. But he's driving the van and he's keeping us right and keeping us fed and keeping the nutrition. Yeah. So yeah, big shout out to the Sarge. Top man.
Batman, how do you keep going? 6 miles, 10-minute break, 6 miles, 10-minute break. You're going to need that band of brothers you were talking about.
No, it's the good thing. I mean, like I said, we did it last year with 40 and 35, and you get different times in that period where you're feeling really good and well, I'm not saying really good, but you feel better, less bad sometimes. And so you pick up a bit of pace and so you sort of catch up to someone and you have a chat. And then when you're feeling a bit, feel like you need to drop off the pace a bit, there'll be Stu behind at the back, you know, you can drop back and talk with him. And, you know, so you end up just talking while you go in, which is really nice. And then you have a 10-minute break. As Stu said earlier, it's that start in the first 5 or 10 minutes after you've had a break and the oil gets back into your joints and things. Once you get back into your normal running pattern, you tend to be able to just cope with it because of the chatting you're having with various people.
And I would totally agree. The good thing is, when you're feeling really bad, you just have to look behind you and look at Reedy and JP. And you instantly feel better.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm doing all right.
Is it like cycling? Does somebody go up the front and draft for a little bit, or is there no tactic to it?
Well, can I say the normal tactic is Stu Tom normally goes, right, lads, I'm going to run with you. It's all right. Bearing in mind, he's 70 kilograms lighter than the rest of us. He then goes, I'm going to run with you. You'll be all right. It's all right. And then after the first mile, he's gone. Like, you don't see him. He doesn't sweat. He doesn't falter. His nickname is the lizard because he literally does not sweat and anything. So, like, yeah, we would run together. And we would, but Stu kind of blows it out of the water after the first mile.
Mm-hmm. That's so not entirely true.
You're the rabbit, Stu.
Someone's got to keep the pace at the front. Someone's got to keep them on target, Bruce. That's all I've seen. You've got Snowy. Snowy tries to take the plan and tries to change everything. No.
Is there a pace? Like, how is it each 6 mile block going to be the same, or are you accounting for we're going to be burst by the end of it?
Well, Hoggy was in touch with Kevin Sinfield's guys, and what they said was, he gave us some advice, which we've obviously ripped up. But what they said was, you should run, you know, let's say 5 or 6 miles, have a break. And then when you get to that 40 mile, we're doing it slightly different. We're going to do the countdown. So you run 5, walk a mile, run 4, walk 2, and so on. And that's what we're going to try and do. And then when we get to outside Northampton, we're going to meet at the hotel and then run the last mile back in with a bit more support. So there's tactics to it, but they get blown out of the water.
Yeah, I'll bet. What does the glory lap look like, Budge? What's waiting for you when you get there?
the finish line. Hey! You know what? I just hope that A, everybody makes it. B, that and I know they will. The fans at Northampton will be more than happy to see us old boys across the line and you know, kind of welcome us into Northampton as Gloucester are going to sort of sign us off at the start. So I don't know what the finish line will look like. Probably most of us, we probably won't have our eyes open. We'll be too knackered to actually see anything. But I think that the Northampton have looked after us really well, and that, you know, we're going to have a sit down and a bit of food and maybe the odd bottle of beer, and we'll celebrate getting across the line, which is the key thing.
Batman, how does it feel when you finish these challenges? Is it like the final whistle going when you've won something?
Well, I've only done one, and that was the try to the final. And I got back to the hotel. I think everybody else went out. I thought, I'm just going to go downstairs to the bar, and I stayed there all night. Knocking. It's I think we got into Paris just by the Eiffel Tower, and it was just it was great to see all the people there and, you know, all the support we had, which was fantastic, really. A lot of you know, family and friends were there. Everybody was so pleased. We'd all completed it. It was so tough, but it was just great. As much as the relief as a great challenge to see the challenge through.
Stu, what's the plan then? How do people get involved? How do we support? What do we get up to?
We've created a website called The Great Rugby Events, which is past and the current events. So they can go on that, greatrugbyevents.co.uk or com. And then in there's a Just Giving page. But as Bud was saying, both clubs have been very good. We've managed to get something in the Northampton programme last weekend for their game against Leicester. Gloucester doing something in Exeter for their match against Exeter. And then obviously we've got the actual match itself, Gloucester, Northampton in a couple of weeks. And then we'll try and get as much more publicity through podcasts. We're trying to get onto BBC if we can. And then we'll try and do some stuff when Saints are over here in Dublin in a couple of weeks for the semi-final against Leinster. So it's really just trying to keep that awareness going because not everybody's on social media anymore. And also, you do get bombarded on social media and it's what do you give to and what do you not give to. So as Budge said, the Saints have been fantastic. We're going to do a bucket shake around the ground on the day when we get there. And then there's stuff on the programme. And these boys, the Saints legends, are going to do a Q&A and have a chat to some of the players at halftime. So, yeah, it'll be good fun.
Nice. And Budge, you're getting to see the tractor.
Oh, I'm very excited about the tractor. Bruce, I'll tell you, that looks some mean machine. It takes me back a few years when I was on the farm. And, yeah, it should be. I'm quite excited. Actually, you know what? I'm probably more excited about that than actually the whole thing. It'll be awesome. It looks brilliant. Can't wait.
It is an awesome thing. Stu, where's the tractor going to be?
I'll tell you a story about this tractor. I was hook, line, and sinker.
Are you actually seriously talking about a tractor? I thought it was a joke.
No. The tractor's coming for that last mile from the hotel. I'll tell you what it was, Bruce. There was a thing that my name's already posted, and I can't swear, but it was on the 1st of April, and it came out on social media, and it was if you ever want to hire these things, they're all round up. I thought, that's great. So I emailed Paul.
No, I'm on a WhatsApp group, and Roger Baird's going, how good an idea is this? This is going to make a fortune for the foundation. People will have this for their weddings. And for Roger, it's April the 1st.
Well, I fell for it. So I replied to Paul. I said, this is great. We're doing it in Northampton. Any chance? And he emailed back and said, oh, by the way, Stu, that was just an April fool. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's the sort of thing that Dory would do. However, I did say, by the way, though, must have a tractor. So the plan is to get the branded up tractor. It'll take us from the hotel down to the stadium. And Budge, being an ex-farmer, loves tractors.
Yeah.
So we're getting a tractor to help us for the last mile.
Yeah, Doug Stephen at Crop Services Scotland has pulled an absolute blinder there.
Yeah,
it was my Saturday night taxi home one night after Scotland Ireland. It's an absolute gem. You'll love it, Budge. You'll absolutely.
I can't wait, mate. I cannot wait.
You can have Batman as your sidekick. Ooh. He can go in the passenger seat.
No.
Back to Paul. So,
Gloucester, Northampton, that's obviously a big old game. Are you still a supporter as well, Batman? Do you still look out for the results of your old teams?
Yeah, I look out for results, but I don't avidly follow anybody really. I sort of just forgot about rugby when I finished. I go watch internationals and such, but life is too short. You've got to get on with it, and other things happen. It's 20 odd years ago, mine, since we've playing there, you know. So, when the scores come up, you want Saints to win, or you want Nice when I was back here to win, or whatever. But I don't generally go to matches and things like that unless they're international matches.
Yeah, come on, Budge, let it go. It's
just like 20 years ago, he was still 40 when he was playing. It's like, it's a miracle.
Yeah. No, I think it's 24 years ago.
25, mate. 25. Did you not join in 99 or did you join in 2000?
Yeah, 99 to 2001. So, 23 years ago since I left.
Blooming heck. To be honest with you, I bloody watch the games, right? And I flipping love the way they're playing at the minute. It's unbelievable.
It's got potential to be an awesome game.
Oh, listen, yeah, because Gloucester can spin out a good game as well. And I think, hopefully by that point, it'll be just, let's just go play. Let's not worry about, taking an easy score or something like that. Let's go hard out of this game. So, by the looks of it, I watched the game watched the first half of the weekend against Leicester, and they're certainly playing well at the minute. So, yeah, could be good.
I hope you get the weather for what you lot are up to, but I hope it'll just round it all off. People will be a little bit maybe more generous. You'll be able to disappear into the night and have some fun.
That's it. Hey, listen, all we need is every supporter to put £1 in that bucket.
Yeah.
Like that.
Good point.
And you make it, or even a couple of quid, and you make some really, good money that we can give to these three charities and make a real difference. So, it doesn't take too much.
Some of those Saints fans are loaded, but you'll get more than a quid.
Oh, yeah, we'll be all right. If we put Batman in front of them, they'll chuck them.
Batman, who's ready to walk over hot coals for the club still 25 years later.
Hey, they tossed me in the bin, man. They didn't.
Let it go, Batman. Let it go.
Have you got trainers for this one, Batman? Trail shoes. The guy wore trail shoes. Never that much.
I'm wearing them again.
Run the whole way in trail shoes. Brilliant.
They're brilliant. That's all. That's the only things they're running now. It's great for your feet.
Yeah. Nice. That's what they were all wearing on the London Marathon. I saw it.
There we are. There you go. Ahead of my time.
Gentlemen, it's an absolute honour to have you on. I hope it goes well. I really wish I was there. I think it could be just an incredible thing. And I'm no doubt the Saints fans and the Gloucester fans will give you a massive welcome. I hope you make a bundle of cash, but I hope you have a lot of fun along the way. Stu, last word to you, rallying call.
There's no rallying call 3 weeks out. It's just let's have some fun, That's all it is. Ironically, that's what it's about. It's about having some fun and doing, as Budge said, if everyone can throw a quid or a couple of quid in, then it makes so much difference to the three charities. That's it, There's people do a lot harder things than us, but what we're doing is pretty mental.
We're a lot older though, Stu.
Sorry, yes.
When you put Batman in the mix, that like it's taking.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna open that.
The average age.
It's really just the change of the game, isn't it?
No, it's a bit personal as well.
Gentlemen, an absolute honour to have you on. Thank you so much. Well, all the very best. I hope it goes well, and I look forward to hearing all about it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Cheers. Thank you. Man. Cheers.
What an absolute honour to have those three on. Top, top men. Crazy challenge for three amazing causes. We'll put all the information in the words below, so please check it out. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, this was the Happiness Is podcast with me, your host, Bruce Aitchison from Happiness Egg Shaped. Please give generously, and if you're there, share your photos, tell your friends, and let's put some pennies in the pot for three amazing causes. In the meantime, look after yourself, and I'll see you all again very, very soon. Thank you.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.